Let's face it, football is a game of risks. Whether it's calling a trick play on your own five or bringing kale chips to a watch party. And while taking crazy chances like this occasionally may pay off, taking big unnecessary risks can mean real trouble, especially when you're gambling. So always know the odds and what you're getting into. Want more tips on how to keep gambling fun? Go to keepitfunohio.com, where you'll find interesting quizzes, fun games, and lots of effective ways to keep your gambling in check.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Okay, get ready for this now, because joining me today is the hilarious Andy Zaltzman, who you'll probably know as a most recent winner of Channel 4's Taskmaster, and also, of course, for his brilliant stand-up comedy. He's bringing his show The Zaltgeist to Dublin this weekend, and he's joining me now to talk all about it. Andy Zaltzman, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Welcome to Ireland. You're going to come and do a couple of shows. You're in Belfast on the 28th. And you're in Dublin, yes. Liberty Hall Theatre on the 29th. I know you're massive in India, which maybe people might be surprised to hear, but how are you in Ireland? Are you massive in Ireland?
I think massive might be overstating things regarding anywhere in the world, to be honest. But yeah, I wouldn't say massive, but hopefully massive enough to get a nice audience in Belfast and Dublin. I've done a few shows there in both places over the years. I've done stand-up in Dublin at the Sugar Club a while ago.
Yes.
A Google live show there with David O'Doherty. That was a lot of fun.
Brilliant.
So it'd be nice to be coming back.
Now, I do mention the India thing, because people may or may not know this about you, but we're going to talk about Taskmaster shortly. In your Taskmaster photograph, you are top to toe in cricket gear, because you are one of the most sought after cricket statisticians in the world, which is an odd thing for a comedian to be.
It's an odd thing. It's also quite a short list as well. Yes, I managed to somehow turn my lifelong obsession with cricket and the meaningless numbers of sport into part of my working career, and which began in about sort of 2008. I started writing a blog for a cricket website that had a big readership in India, and now I do stats on the radio on the BBC cricket commentary. So yeah, it's I've managed to turn my sort of something I've been obsessed with since I was six into something that now justifies me watching as much cricket live and on television as is medically advisable.
Oh, that's so great! And like for example, every now and again, you know, I have to interview movie stars or TV stars, and I have to go to a cinema on my own at like 12:30 in the afternoon with a bucket of popcorn and a large Coke Zero. And oh no, for work I have to watch this movie, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah, I assume for your research for this interview, you've been sitting in a darkened room with popcorn and Coke Zero, looking at cricket.
I have. I've been listening intently to your cricket coverage to see how many statistics you can squeeze into one conversation. What I will say is, and I'm going to level an accusation at you, which is, okay, I think, Andy Zaltzman, you had the best lockdown of anybody.
Again, that's quite a short list as well.
Well, the reason I think that is true is because did you not end up living with cricket teams because somebody couldn't do a cricket job and you got the job?
Yes, essentially. So in that summer of 2020, they played international cricket because they had to try and keep some money coming into the game from the TV deals. So they held all the games in Southampton and Manchester, which are the two cricket grounds that had hotels on site. So England,
yes,
played test matches with the West Indies and Pakistan. They played one day internationals against Ireland that year in Southampton as well, although I didn't work on those games because I think they clashed with one of the test matches. But they managed to keep cricket going, and the guy who did the stats on the test match coverage, Andrew Sampson, who's brilliant at it, but was stuck in South Africa. And so I got promoted from the one-day coverage to do the test matches.
International test matches.
Yeah, so yeah, I got a bit. Yes, I had a lucky lockdown, I guess.
Brilliant. Well, I suppose we should probably reassure the comedy going audience that the Zaltgeist, which is your new tour that you're bringing to Belfast, yes, and Liberty Hall in Dublin, isn't going to purely be you talking about the wonderful One Day International in 1977.
No, I mean, if that's what people want me to talk about, I'm happy to do that. But no, it's yeah, but there's more the sort of the politics of my life as a comedian and doing political comedy will take precedence. That's not to say there won't be any cricket in it or other sports as well. And there's a sort of interactive element where a big part of the second half of the show depends on what the audience at each gig demands for the latter part of the show.
Oh, fantastic.
If that's all that the people of Belfast and Dublin want, then I'm happy to step up to that plate, but I'm guessing it probably won't be.
It feels a little bit like this is a rich vein of time in the world of a political comedian. However, is politics ever not giving us things? I mean, you think about the satirists and impersonators. We have our own brilliant Mario Rosenstock here, part of Gift Grove, which is on the radio for over 25 years. He's never had a downtime where he hasn't got a political impersonation to pull out, you know?
No. I guess that, there's there's never downtime, but there's uptime and there's even more uptime, I guess. And at the moment, I mean, it's pretty hard to switch off from it. And I can't quite work out if that's good for comedians or sort of terrible for comedians, in the sense that, that for a start, if you're dealing with sort of news in your comedy, the news so sort of can feel so unremittingly bleak that to then try and find some light in it can be a bit of a challenge. Also, there's the other challenge, particularly with, say, where an issue like Donald Trump, that globally, with internet having sort of changed the way that comedy works, you're not just sort of competing with other stand-ups to try and find a new joke. You're competing with basically 8 billion people in the world who've got access to the internet.
The internet,
So the challenge of trying to find an original way of dealing with something like that is, I guess that's one of the things we have to look at as comedians. When Trump was first in office, the way I found of doing a routine that I was confident no other comedian would do was I printed out his brain in a 3D printer, came out as a cauliflower on a tripod, and I chopped up his speeches, and I got Donald Trump talking about pre-war sport through the medium of a cauliflower on a tripod. And I figured no other comedian would be doing that.
It seems, again, like lots of things in your life, a very short list, if anything, if anyone's going to have done that crossover. Okay.
That's a good thing with short lists.
It is, absolutely, yeah. Andy, you won Taskmaster not that long ago. I mean, this is a show that has been on our television screens for a long time, has travelled the world, and you can now claim to be a Taskmaster winner. You must feel proud of that.
Yes. I mean, one of my very few victories in life in which I've come out with a trophy. In fact, as I speak to you now, look up to my left, I see the back of Greg Davies' head from the Taskmaster trophy facing the corner of my office shed. I can't remember. I won the egg and spoon race at my school when I was six.
Okay.
It's been pretty dry for trophies in between those two. Yeah, at the start of it, obviously it's a comedy show, and as a comedian, you just want to be funny. But then by the end, the competitive instincts kicked in, and it was quite a close series. So the five of us were all relatively level on points. And it was sort of in the last few episodes, I started to think, well, actually, it'd be quite nice to
I'm going to channel my egg and spoon race vitriol, and I'm going to win this.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, I want to put you to the test, and I want to see if you can become not a taskmaster, but a music master, which is a quiz that I do on the radio here on Today FM every day. And I will offer you the same prize that the listeners can win. I will offer you a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones, which these are sought after, Andy. Trust me on this. Okay. So all you have to do,
Greg Davies' head.
Exactly. Pop them on top of that. All you have to do is identify artists based on three clues. Okay. I will give you the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs, and then I'll give you 10 seconds to tell me who it is.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Okay. I'm out of my comfort zone. Most of the music I listen to is 1950s blues, but I'll do my best.
Final round.
Okay, so Andy Zaltzman, your first set of clues. The year is 1974. The place is Ottawa in Canada. And the lyric is, I'm sad, but I'm laughing.
Oh, is this Alanis Morissette?
Oh, my goodness. Inside the 10 seconds, Andy Zaltzman says Alanis Morissette. Let's listen.
I'm sad, but I'm laughing.
I'm sad, but I'm laughing. He's absolutely right. He's got the first one. He said he was out of his comfort zone, but he's proving to us that he is firmly within his comfort zone. Okay, let's try a second one.
Final round.
Okay, the year is 1991. The place is Halifax. And the lyric is, put Van the Man on the jukebox.
Right. Is that Halifax, Yorkshire, or Halifax, Nova Scotia?
Definitely Yorkshire. Yeah. Or definitely okay. Halifax, UK.
1991.
Yeah.
The
time is up, I'm afraid. It was, in fact, a lovely red-haired man who claimed a lot of Irish descent, and why wouldn't he? He's a lovely fella. His name's Ed Sheeran.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Van and the Man on the Jukebox. That was Ed Sheeran. Okay, so you've got one right, one wrong. This is now to crown yourself a music master. Get this third one correct, and I will I will get you a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones.
Okay,
we go back again.
Final round.
The year is 1960. The place is Dublin. And the lyric is, no space to rent in this town. Your time is ticking.
Bono.
Bono, he throws Bono in at the last second. Is he going to be a music master?
There's space to rent in this town.
You bet your life he is! Andy Zaltzman. Taskmaster, sure. Egg and spoon race when you were six, absolutely fine. But when you come to Dublin, I need you to drop into Today FM and I will furnish you with a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones you can stick on top of your Taskmaster trophy. Congratulations.
Well, it's an honour. And I mean, not many people have pulled off that treble of Egg and Spoon Taskmaster.
No, again, yet another short list in your life. Andy, it's an absolute honour to talk to you. I didn't even get to mention The Bugle, one of my favourite podcasts. So congratulations on all the success of that over the last 10 years or so. And you go and see Andy Belfast, March 28th, Liberty Hall Theatre in Dublin on the 29th. The Zaltgeist is the show. Andy, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.